The state budget passed this year calls for $174 million in what are called lapse cuts over the next 2 years. The Department of Administration says of the $123 million to be sliced for this year, $46 million should come from the UW system. Other big cuts would come from the Department of Corrections, the Department of Health Services, the Department of Children and Families, and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch says agencies have made tough decisions, but the groundwork has been laid for a sound fiscal future for Wisconsin. State Democratic Party spokesman Graham Zielinski questions the cuts and the announcement 2 days before Christmas.
They put off responsibility till the very last moment. They're kind of slipping this under the transom as people go home for the Christmas holidays. This represents a continued cut to the University of Wisconsin system. It's a historic cut, and we still don't know all the details.
The Walker administration says it has made more changes in the lapse plan beyond what was announced earlier this week. The latest exemptions are for the Medical College of Wisconsin, aid to county and district fairs, and a hazardous materials program run by the Department of Military Affairs. State lawmakers still have to approve the governor's plan, and a key Republican legislator says he plans a hearing within the next few weeks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.